Twitter suspends conservative pundit Ali Beth Stuckey for calling transgender weightlifter a man. By Alam Bokhari on August 6, 2021. Twitter temporarily banned conservative commentator Ali Beth Stuckey for a tweet about the transgender athlete Gavin Laurel Hubbard, who competed for New Zealand at the Tokyo Olympics, on the women's team. Hubbard, the first openly transgender person to compete at the Olympics, was eliminated after three lifts. Hubbard failing at the event doesn't make his inclusion fair, said Stuckey on Twitter. He's still a man, and men shouldn't compete against women in weightlifting. He's an overweight middle-aged dude that still qualified for the Olympics by saying he's a woman, she continued. For this thought crime, Twitter issued the conservative podcaster with a temporary suspension, alleging that she had violated the platform's policies on hateful conduct. Twitter's rules state, you may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease. In a comment to the Daily Wire, Stuckey said, I believe all people, no matter their stated identity, are made in God's image and as such have great value. But I won't affirm the delusion that it's possible for a man to become a woman, or vice versa. I'm for fairness, safety and the rights of girls and women. That means acknowledging biological differences between the sexes. I'm never, ever going to give an inch on that. Twitter takes a zero-tolerance policy to so-called misgendering on its platform. The company previously faced a lawsuit from Canadian feminist Megan Murphy, who was banned from the platform after calling the notorious transgender activist Jessica Yaniv, known for demanding that Canadian beauty salons wax her male testicles. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.